Okay, today's daf is daf yud. Yesterday's chart had one mistake in it, so I corrected it. Rabbi Meir, actually, we're going to see this today. I forgot this. The Rabbi Meir, when he says kaparatan shavah, if you remember, Rabbi Meir says all the seir and asa b'chutz b'yom kippurim, the seir regalim and the seir reshech chodeshim are all the same. So they're all the same in that they take care of all three that we've been discussing until now. Okay, so that's a correction. Rabbi Meir actually holds that it's all three. Okay, and then I added to the chart today, in addition, the second girsa of Rabbi Shimon that was said by, I believe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said it in the Mishnah, so I added his girsa also, which is instead of Rabbi Shimon saying that each one comes for a different purpose, they each add on to the other, if you remember. So the Seir and Asa B'chutz V'Yom Kippurim, that takes care of all three things. The Torah Shachal Tatameh, Ein B'Yidia Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, and Ein B'Yidia B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidia B'Sof. Then the Seir Regalim are only on two, Torah Shachal Tatameh, and Shein B'Yidia Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. And the third is Torah Shachal Tatameh. Okay, so that's preparation for today's class, where we're going to go into all those shitot and understand what their sources are. Some of it's going to be repetitive because they're going to use similar proofs, and we'll have to see how they work them out. Okay, we ended yesterday with, we were up to Rabbi Shimon's shita, and we were talking about, I just want to see where it starts. I don't know, Dave. Okay, five lines from the bottom, we'll start there. Okay, we'll just review the very end of yesterday. Okay, so now we're up to Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that each of the three seirim, right, seirei chatat, again, we're talking about the chutz in Yom Kippurim, the regalim and the seirei rashei chodeshim, each one comes for a different purpose. So we say, Eshkechan seirei rashei chodeshim, dimachapre al tahor shachala tatameh. The seirei rashei chodeshim take care of tahor shachala tatameh. We explain that. So where do we learn if ein b'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof? Okay, if you look at today's sheet, on the back, I brought the sources for these things, okay? So just to review for a quick second, I put it on the chart, what we did yesterday, the very end, which is Rabbi Shimon Shitas, the Sirei Rashei Chodeshim, comes to be Mitaher ala Torah Shachal Tatameh, we learned from the Tzitz. That was where we ended, right? The Otana Tan Lachem L'Seit Tavon Aida. This Korban Chatat that came from Elazar v'Itamar, right, the two sons of Aaron on the day of the Miluim, and they didn't burn the Korban, and they burnt it instead of eating it, and they were punished, and they said that Chatat was the Chatat Rashei Chodeshim. And it says there about that Korban Chatat, it was given Lachem, Laset et Avon Aida. We said Avon, Avon, we learn from Tzitz. And the Tzitz takes care of Tumah Basar. Also, we're going to talk about the Tumah must be for Basar here. And that's where we learn the Sirei Rashei Chodeshim. So now, what about the Sirei Regalim? How do we know that they're Mechapri al She'en B'Yidiyah, lo B'tchila v'lo B'sof? Kedam Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Sa'ir V'Sa'ir. Hachinami Sa'ir V'Sa'ir. V'itkush Sirei Regalim L'Sirei Rashei Chodeshim. Masir, okay, remember it had the Seir and this Seir and the list in Bamidbar of all the Korbanot. It says Seir is Imachal Chatat La Hashem in the Rashei Chodeshim. And then the next case says this Seir Chal Chatat. And it continued to say this Seir, this Seir, this Seir, except that there's a few where it doesn't say this Seir, okay, but most of them say this Seir. We're going to talk about that soon. And therefore, what do we learn from there? That it kush sirei regalim l'sirei rashei chodeshim, that we make a hekesh between them, but obviously it's not going to be a full hekesh, because remember, he learns that they don't overlap in terms of their needs, but how are we going to be mekishotam? Mas sirei de rosh chodesh b'milta de kodesh mechapre, just like the sirei for rosh chodesh is mechaper on kodesh. Now again, what does he think? It's kodesh of tahor she'achal basar tameh. But the general topic is kodesh, right, things that are kodshim. Af sirei regalim b'milta de chodesh mechapre. Okay, so that's how from seir v'seir we establish that the general topic is kodshim. Now we're going to have to figure out, okay, and here if you see I charted it, we're going to say, well, if that's the case, how do we know what it's not? Now we have to do process of elimination of which kodshim doesn't it cover? Because remember, he says it only covers that one type. It only covers which case? She'ein ba'yidiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Okay, that's what he says the Sirei Regalim are covering. So now we're going to have to get to how does he get, and we're going to do process of elimination. It can't be that, it can't be that, it can't be that, it can't be that. We're left with that. Okay, and it's all charted out here to make it easy for you to see. So, v'chi tema, if you want to say, nicha pura de Rosh Chodesh. So if you're going to say seir v'seir, the most logical thing to say, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda had said, if you remember. That's what Rabbi Yehuda, remember, look back at the chart. Rabbi Yehuda learned that seirei regalim and seirei Rosh Chodeshim are the same. And they both come to be mechaper she'en b'yidiyah lo b'tchina v'lo b'sof, and they learn that from the hekesh of seir v'seir. So if you want to say, so why don't you say the seir of the regal is nicha pura de Rosh Chodesh, Ha'amrinan, but it says by Rosh Chodesh, that's the pasuk we saw just before, Ota, right? It says, Ota natan lachem laseitet avon eidah, which means only that one. Ota no seavon, ve'ein acher no seavon. So we reject that possibility, right? Like I said, process of elimination. We got rid of that one. V'chi tema nichapru adi Yom HaKippurim. Okay, maybe it's coming to do the one that Yom HaKippurim is, which is, you didn't know about it in the beginning, but you eventually find out yourself. Ha'amrinan achat b'shana. Kaparazo lo tehe ela achat b'shana. If you remember, it said by the pasuk there that this, now it's a little tricky because the achat b'shana was really talking about the se'ir b'fnim. But we make a hekesh between the se'ir b'fnim and the se'ir b'chutz, and therefore we assume achat b'shana also applies to the se'ir that was done out in the outside mizbeach. And therefore, what did we learn from achat b'shana? Kaparazo lo tehe ela achat b'shana. We can only do that kapara once a year. So then, amai mechapre. So then what are we left with? We're still left with a few possibilities. E al sheyesh b'yidiyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yidiyah b'sof. Let's start with our classic, right? You knew about it in the beginning and you forgot and then you found out about it. Well, that's Haibar Korban Hu. That's our Olav Yerei. What's good about this is we're constantly reviewing everything, so by the end you should have it in your head, right? If you knew about it, forgot, and then knew about it again, you bring your Korban Olav Yerei. So obviously, we don't need it for that. Iyal sheyesh b'yidiyah b'tchila ve'ein b'yidiyah b'sof hai siyar nasa b'fnim v'yom ha-kippurim tole, right? If you had yidiyah b'tchila, but then you didn't remember down the road, right? You forgot about it and never remembered. That's exactly what the seir b'fnim is for. So it can't be that one, and we already know. Achat b'shana, right? It's only once a year. Aval, I al she'ein b'yidiyah b'tchila, aval yesh b'yidiyah b'sof, hai siyar nasa b'chutz v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. And therefore, what are we left with? Al korcha enu mechaper al she'ein b'yidiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So process of elimination, that's what we're left with. That's what it must be coming for. Okay, now we're getting to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir omer kol asirim kaparatan shava. Okay, and there, like I said, I forgot to say this yesterday, right? I wrote it wrong on the chart yesterday. This comes to cover all three things that we've been talking about. Again, we're ignoring this year b'fnim and the olav yored ones. But all the rest, Rabbi Meir says, all three, right? That, let's say, you know, Rabbi Shimon said each one is for a separate one. Rabbi Yehuda said the Yom Kippur's for one, and the Sirei Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim share the other, and he doesn't have the Torah Shel Chalat HaTameh B'chalal on the list. Rabbi Meir says this comes to cover all three. The Ein B'Yidiyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, Ein B'Yidiyah B'Tchila, but you realize down the road, but since there was no Yidiyah at the beginning, you can't bring your own Korban, and Tahor Shel Chalat HaTameh. So, Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rabbi Chanina, my time at Rabbi Meir. So again, he says, what's the reason? Amar Kras, Seir, Vis-Seir, Hukshu, Kol Asirim, Zelezeh. By the way, every time we've quoted Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, we've said, just like he says it there, we'll assume he says it here. Here's the case where he says it there. In other words, this is where Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina use this Seir, Vis-Seir, Drasha. Every other time, we kind of copied and pasted it to our sugya. He didn't actually say it on the other sugya. We're just assuming that what he said is what, right, we can apply it. But really, he said it, which makes the most sense, he said it on Rabbi Meir's Shita, which makes the most sense, because they're all exactly Shavim, so Seir, Vesir, 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 right? They must be all coming for the exact same reason. Vav Mosif Alinyam Rishon. Okay, the Vav comes to add, right, whatever, right, it comes to say end, right, end. It adds to the previous one that it's all the same. Kasalka Datach, now they understood from him that how does it work? So the first regel we learn, right, it goes in order from Pesach, right? So Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, okay? So all of them were actually before Sukkot, it's already Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. So anyway, he's saying The Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, which means each one is learned from the previous one. Okay, so Pesach is learned from Rosh Chodesh, Shavuot is learned from Pesach, and so forth. But there's a bit of a problem if you say that. V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, kol haTorah kula lemedim lamed milamed, chutz mikodashim she'ein lemedim lamed milamed. We talked about this another time, another instance, which is, once you learn something from a drasha, you can't then darshan another thing from it. So if you're going to learn Pesach out of a drasha from Siyur Chatat of Rosh Chodesh, if you want to learn Bikur from the Shavuot to Pesach, well, Pesach was already learned out. So you can't learn from there to something else. You can't do like a drasha on a drasha. It's like a gzera la gzera, right? If you make a gzera, so you don't make a gzera on the gzera. It doesn't make any sense. So now that principle that Rabbi Yochanan says we can do this in the whole Torah, but we can't do it in something that has to do with kodshim. Okay, there's a klal. When it comes to kodshim, you can't do lameh milameh. You can do it in other areas of the Torah. So now, if that's the case, how could you say this vav mosif al inyan rishon, and from Pesach we learn to Shavuot, and from Shavuot we learn to Rosh Hashanah, and from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur to Sukkot? How could we say that? So they say, halo kashya, kulhu mikama gamre. Okay, they all are actually learned out from Rosh Chodesh itself. Okay, everything connects back to Rosh Chodesh. So now they say, well, we have another problem. Tinach called the katabav v'si'ir. Atzeret v'yom ha-kippurim de lo katabav v'si'ir minalan. I told you, some say si'ir and some say v'si'ir. So now we find out that on Atzeret and Yom Kippurim, both of those, Atzeret is Shavuot, and in Yom Kippurim, it doesn't say v'si'ir. It only says si'ir. So how do we learn those out? El amar Rabbi Yona, amar kra, eile ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adechem. Hukshu kol ha'mo'adot kulan ze la'zeh. Okay, so what, there's a pasuk that says, right, this is what you should do, b'mo'adechem. Okay, it's also in Bamidbar in that context there. Okay, these are what you should do on your mo'adim. Here it says, levad mi nidrechem v'nidvotech. In addition to all the other things, right, this is what you should do. You should bring, in addition to all your other korbanot, these are the korbanot you should bring on the Mo'adim, which is like a summary sentence, which calls all of these things Mo'adim, which means what? That all the Mo'adim have the same laws. You can bring them all together, which also answers our previous question. In other words, it answers number one, why we have, even if it just says Si'ir by some of the places, because once we learned it out to one, we can learn it out to everything. And it also answers our question about the Lameh Mi Lameh, because then you're not really learning one from the other. Either you could say it all goes back to Rosh Chodesh, or you could use this term, Mo'adechem. Once we learn from one Moed, it's inclusive. But now they say, wait a minute, V'ha Rosh Chodesh Lav Moed Hu. But how could you call Rosh Chodesh a Moed? It's not a Moed. Ivra, no, really it is. Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikre Moed. How do we know it's also called Moed? K'da'am Rabaye. Like Abaye says, where did Abaye say this? Da'amar Abaye, Tammuz dahi shata miluye malyuhu. Okay, now we're going back to the Chet HaMeraglim. If you remember something about the Chet HaMeraglim, okay, they went, according to the Gemara, I'm connecting it with the Moshe going on Har Sinai, also similar days, but they went to Latur Ta'aretz, right, to be spies on Kaftet B'Tammuz. Now, generally, Kaftet B'Tammuz is a Chodesh Chaser, okay? And there's not 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So now, actually, does that make sense? Because isn't Av usually just one Rosh Chodesh? No, I saw somewhere that it said that it's usually not. But anyway, what they say, oh no, maybe Eshrim Tisha B'Sivan. Ah, right, it's Sivan. It's before Tammuz, right? The idea, right. It was Erev, right? It was Rosh Chodesh. That's what it is. Tammuz is always Chaser. Tammuz is always Malay. My mistake. Tammuz is always Malay.
No.
Oh, that's why. I'm confusing the dates here. Tammuz is always, because Tammuz leads into Av. That's why I know there's always one day of Rosh Chodesh Av. That's what I was thinking about. Tammuz is always Chaser. That year, they went up on Kaftet B'Sivan, they went to the land, not went up. They went into Eretz Yisrael on Kaftet B'Sivan. Count 40 days later, it will get you, okay? If Tammuz is Chaser, then 40 days later is going to get you to the 9th of Av, basically, and the night that the people cried after the Meraglim would be the night of the 10th of Av. And we all know from the Masoret that it was the night, right? They cried that night. And, you know, you cry Bechi Chinam, and God's going to, right, make you cry Bechi Dorot, right, forever. So now, what does Abaye say? That year, even though generally it was chaser, they're maluyehu, they filled in, they added an extra day in order to make, right, in order so that it corresponded, it was basically a way to make the Midrash be right, right, it corresponded that the night that they would cry would be Tisha B'Av, okay, and not the Asiri B'Av. So now they say, and how do we know this? Dichtiv, what's the pasuk where they learn this out from? It's a pasuk in Echa. Okay, I'll read you the whole pasuk. Sila kol abirai, Adonai bekirbi, kara alai moed lishbor bachurai. Okay, we called it a moed in order to break the bachurim. Okay, so what do we say? Kara alai moed lishbor bachurai, meaning they made it Rosh Chodesh. And what do they call it? A moed. So here you see the Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umode Rabbi Meir, B'sa'ir Hanasa Bifnim. Okay, now, even though Rabbi Meir says all these Seirin Kaparatan Shava, he's only talking about what? The Seir Hanasa B'chutz on Yom HaKippurim. But he's certainly not talking about the Seir Hanasa Bifnim. He agreed, right? He agrees with everybody else that the Seir Hanasa Bifnim, Shehu Eino Mechaper Kaparatan, V'hein Eina Mechaperim Kaparato. Okay? In other words, what the Seir that does Bifnim, that doesn't cover anything else, and what all the other ones do is not covered by the Seir Nasa B'Fnim. Okay, and that's why if you see the chart, everybody agrees that the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is only on, you knew about it, and then you never eventually remember. So, now we're going to say, why is that? And that's because, Amar Kra, Achat B'Shana. Kapara ze lo tehe ela Echat B'Shana. Right, that one is only once a year. Tanya Nami Hachi, Al She'ein Bayidia B'Tchila, here's a brayta to support what we said, which is Al She'ein Bayidia, Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, Val She'ein Bayidia B'Tchila V'Yesh Bayidia B'Sof, Val Tor Shachal Et HaTamei, Sirei Regalim, V'Sirei Rashi Chodeshim, V'Sirei Nasa B'Chutz Mechaprim, Divrei Rabbi Meir, and note, V'Ilu Sirei Nasa B'Fnim, Shaira, V'Kaparatan Nami Shaira. In other words, notice what's not on this list, the Sirei Nasa B'Fnim, and therefore we are right to the chos. Because in our Mishnah, what did it say? Kol ha'sirim kaparatan shava. And it's unclear from our Mishnah what kol ha'sirim are and which kaparatan they're going for, right? So it's clear from this brayta now that he only was talking about the three sirei chatat, the one done b'chutz on Yom HaKippurim, right? The milvad, right? Which makes sense because that's a total, the one that nasa b'fnim is a totally unique one. The other one is like the one that you bring on all the other regalim and the Rosh Chodeshim, and therefore it also makes sense, and we have a brayta to support that reading. Okay, Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaprim al Tahor She'achal et HaTameh, v'chule. Okay, Bishlama, so now we're back to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaprim al Tahor She'achal et HaTameh, Bishlama Rashi Chodashim Lo Mechapriya De Regalim. So now how do we know? We're going to explain now. All the different options according to Rabbi Shimon. We're going back to him. Now we say, we understand the Sirei Rashi Chodashim are not Mechaper on the Regalim. How do we know that? De Amarkra Avon. Remember it said Avon? We learn from there. Avon Echad Hu Noseh Veino Noseh Shte Avonot. Okay, it said, I'm giving you this Karban Chatat, that was the Pasuk of Vayikra, the Lazar and Itamar, Laseit et Avon Ha'edah, that's the one for Rosh Chodesh, meaning only one Avon. Ela de Regalim Nechapura de Rosh Chodeshim. But maybe we could say that the Seir Chatat on the Regalim is Mechaper on both. Maybe that's a possibility. So how do we know? It doesn't. Because Amar Kra, Ota. What did it say by Rosh Chodesh? Ota natan lachem laseit et avon ha'edah. This was given to you, laseit et avon ha'edah, about the Torah Shachal et HaTameh. And therefore, what are we going to assume? Ota noseh avon ve'en acher noseh avon. So therefore, only this can take care of it. It's exactly what we said before about the Achat B'Shana of the Seir on Yom Kippurim, right? Only this can take care of it. Nothing else can cover this avera. And we understand that the regalim can't cover what Yom HaKippurim covers. Okay, so now we're going through all the permutations. The regalim can't take care of Yom Kippurim because what did we say? That's done only once a year. Remember, there's a bit of a debate about whether this once a year applies also to the chitzon or only to the pnimi. Because remember, it was said about the pnim, but once you make a hekesh to the pnim and the chitzon, then whatever's true for the pnimi is going to be true for the chitzon. But we're going to have a bit of a back and forth about that. People are going to use it the way it matches their shita. So now we're going to assume, since in this case we're at the shita, that the Seir Shana Sebi Yom Kippurim is the only, right, according to Rabbi Shimon, it only comes for one purpose and you can't use it for anything else. So we're going to apply it here. So therefore, Achab Shana Kabraza Lote Achab Shana. Ela, do Yom Kippurim nichaparu ad regalim? What about Yom Kippurim? Why don't we say maybe that can cover also its kapara and also something else? Again, if you remember, Amar Kra there, achat. It said achat twice in the pasuk. Kapara achat mechaper ve'eno mechaper shtei kaparot. Meaning, the korban can only take care of one thing. This is the exact same thing as the drasha on Rosh Chodesh, right? That there's avon and ota, right? There's, in Yom Kippurim, it's achat and achat. Right? Achat means it only does one thing, just like avon means it only does one thing, and ota means this is the only one that can do it. And the second achat means this is the only one that can do it. It's the same exact type drasha. V'ha kiktiv achat b'seir anasa b'fnim hu dichtiv. Ah, wait a minute though. This is what I mentioned before. But when it says achat, it's only talking about the subject of that sentence is the seir that's done b'fnim, not the seir that's done b'chutz. So now they say no, because Amar Kra, Chatata Kippurim, Novad Chatata Kippurim. Remember we said you bring that Chatat in addition to the Chatata Kippurim. V'it kush chitzon lipnimi, right? And therefore we make a hakesh between the two. And that's how we know that whatever's true for the chitzon, for the pnimi, is true for the chitzon. And this achat achat rasha not only applies to the pnimi, but also applies to the seer that was done b'chutz. Obviously not everyone's going to agree with this, because not everyone agrees, right? You can see from the chart very clearly that not everyone agrees that the Seir Shenasa B'chutz is only coming for one purpose and nothing else can take care of that sin. That's just Rabbi Shimon's Shita and Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. But Rabbi Shimon in the second version is going to be different, and Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with that. Okay, so they're obviously going to say that that Hekesh doesn't apply to the Chitzon, it only applies to the Pnimi. That's how they resolve that, okay? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see the second version of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Okay, so now, this is what I started with class, but we'll review it again. Look at the chart. Rabbi Shimon in the second Girsa says, the Seir Hanasa B'chutz B'Yom HaKippurim takes care of all three things. Tahur Shachal HaTatameh, that we had associated with the Seir Rosh Chodeshim. We learned it out from the Tzitz. It's going to cover that one also. It's going to cover She'ein Vayidiyah, Lo B'tchila V'Lo B'Sof, if you never find out about it, which was generally attributed to the Seirei Regalim. We're going to say that Yom Kippur covers that one too. And the one that was attributed to Yom Kippur in the first place, which is Ein Vayidiyah B'tchila, but Yesh Vayidiyah B'Sof, right? A case where you didn't know about it in the first place, the Yirat Tameh, but eventually you do find out, but since you can't bring a korban, so the Seir on Yom Kippurim, Hanasa B'chutz is Mechaper. So Rabbi Shimon says that Yom Kippurim covers all three. And the regalim covers the two of Rosh Chodesh and the regalim. And he gets rid of that last category of Ein Vayidiyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Vayidiyah B'Sof of Yom Kippur. Can't cover Yom Kippur, but it can cover the Seirei Rosh Chodeshim. And the Seirei Rosh Chodeshim is left alone. It can only cover Tahor Shachal HaTatameh. So now we're going to go into his Shita and figure out where he learns it from. Okay. So, and some of this is charted out. And as I charted out all the sources on the sheet, I didn't chart out all the questions of the back and forth, but I did chart out the sources on the back side of the sheet. Maishna de Rashei Chodeshim de lo mechapre ad regalim. How is Rashei Chodeshim, right? Why does that stand alone, that it can't cover the regalim? Or for that intensive purposes, also Yom Kippur. Tamar kra avon. Avon echad u noseh ve'eno noseh shtei avonot. Okay, so that's his drasha, which we already, like I said, this is going to be repetitive because they're going to use the drasha that work for them. Obviously, they're not going to use the drasha that don't work for them and where they differ. To regalim nami lo nichapru ad rashei chodeshim. And why are the regalim? So now you could say, maybe you should say then, according to that shita, what should you say? Exactly as the original girsa of Rabbi Shimon said, which is, well, if you're going to take that pasuk and say, remember, it goes both ways. It says, Ota, right? You can look at the top of the page. Ota natan lachem laseit et avon eida. What did we learn? ota and not anything else, right? No one else, in other words, only this one can take care of that sin. So how could you possibly say that the regalim can cover what Rosh Chodesh covers? Right, the pasuk says number one, avon, only one avon. Okay, that we get. It only covers one thing. That fits with Rabbi Shimon, the second version. But if you're going to take that pasuk and darshan it for Sir Chatat of Rosh Chodesh, then you should also say that the regalim lami no nichapru ad Rosh Chodeshim. The regalim shouldn't be able to cover what Rosh Chodesh covers. Da amar kra ota, ota hu nosei avon ve'ein achir nosei avon. Only this covers that avon, but no other korban can take care of the avon of Rosh Chodeshim. So what are they? What is they answer? Very simply, ota lo mashmalei. He doesn't darshan the word ota, and therefore it's fine. Okay, if he doesn't darshan the word ota, then we're okay. Maishna de regalim de lo machapri adi yom kippurim. So now we're going to do the same thing for the second thing. How do we know that the regalim can't cover what yom kippurim covers? Damar kra achat b'shana. Very simply, because what did we say? Achat b'shana, yom kippur only covers. Right, you can only do this the avera for Yom Kippurim one time a year. Kapara zo lo tehe el achat b'shana. So now we're going to say the same thing, because remember, both those drashot went both ways. There were two things. There were two achat b'shanas. Achat b'shana means number one, what we just said, which is this avera can only be covered once a year, and number two, you can only do this. Right, I'm sorry. What's the second? That you can only achat b'shana that. You can only do this once a year. And number two, that it only covers one sin. Now, obviously, look at the chart. Rabbi Shimon in the second Girsa says it covers three things, this korban. So, ihachi, diyom kippurim nami, lo nechapru ad regalim. Or for that intents and purposes, also for Rosh Chodeshim, right? How can it be mechaper on the other things? Because if you hold the drasha of achat b'shana means you can only do this once a year, you would also darshan the second achat, which is a chaktiv, kapara chat mechaper ve'eno mechaper shte kaparot. Right? That it doesn't cover more than one chet. So how could you say that? So again, what does he say? Achat lo mashmalei. He doesn't learn the second achat. Okay? So now they're going to question bichlal, how can we even use this achat b'shana drasha here? Because dechiktiv achat b'seir, I'm sorry, amai, dechiktiv achat b'seir nasa b'fnim ktiv. Maybe you would say that when it says achat, it's only talking about the seir hanasa b'fnim. Right? We talked about this all along. The source of that pasuk is, I feel like we're just going around in circles, right? The source of that pasuk is, the reference is to the seir hanasa b'fnim and not the seir hanasa b'chutz. So maybe you would say, right, the chiktiv achat b'seir hanasa b'fnim ktiv, and then ihachi regalim nami nechapu adi yom kippurim. And then you could say, well, maybe then the regalim can cover, because if the whole achat b'shana, if you're not going to darshan achat, what they're basically saying is maybe you don't darshan achat because you say the achat has to do with the seir nasa b'fnim and not b'chutz. In that case, you shouldn't darshan the first achat, which means that you shouldn't say you can only do this once a year. You actually can do this multiple times a year, which would mean the seir regalim also should be able to cover this. So, dechi ktiv achat v'seir nasa b'fnim ktiv, right? And therefore, okay, so what do they say? La'olam achat mashmalei. No, really, he does darshan achat. And that's what they don't like is, you could say with the avon and the ota, maybe you don't darshan ota, but you darshan avon. But if you're going to darshan achat in the pasuk, how can you not darshan the other achat? It doesn't make sense to them. So they say, there's a difference between both achats, okay? Shana hachad amar kra. Okay, let's just read the pasuk again from the beginning. In Shmot Lamed, pasuk Yud, if you have the Torah, or it says it there. V'chiper Aharon al karnotav achat b'shana midam chatat kippurim. Okay, so what does it say? He was mechaper on the karnot of the mizbeach once a year. Okay, in other words, the inside, the kodesh kodeshim. He would go in there once a year on the mizbeach from the dam chatat kippurim. Achat b'shana yechaper alav. Once a year, the blood would take care of it. So now notice the subject changes a little bit. The subject of the first situation is the mizbech. The subject of the second is the blood sprinkled. So what are they going to say here? They're going to distinguish. Lo'olam achat mashmalei. He does darshan this achat. But shanei hachad amar kra v'chiper aron al karnotav achat b'shana. Karnotav de mizbech hapnimi hu de kapara achat mechaper ve'eno mechaper shtei kaparot. The first achat, which comes to tell you, this can only take care of one avon, that's talking about the mizbeach hapnimi can only cover one avon. Okay, the Mizbeach HaPnimi was designed for one Avon once a year. But HaDechitzon, but the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is where you're bringing the Seir on Yom HaKippurim, Afilu Shtei Kaparot, that can cover two Kaparot. Because there you're comparing Mizbeach to Mizbeach. But when you're comparing the blood of the Korbanot Chatat, and there you're talking about the Mizbechot comparing, where's the Hekesh? The Hekesh is bring this Seir and also that Seir. That's talking about the animal. Well, the animal is the blood sprinkling. So the second part of the Pasuk, when it says sprinkle the blood once a year, that will be Mechaper. Then we can darshan from there that those things, right, that you can't do that more than once a year. Okay, so that's the drasha. You can't do it more than once a year. We can learn because we're comparing apples to apples. But when you're comparing, or you know, we're comparing the Hekesh was about the korban itself. The first part of the pasuk though is talking about the mizbeach, not the korban. So the mizbeach, you can't start comparing there. The mizbeach hachitzam. Okay, so that's how we get around the we're darshaning one achat, but not the other. Okay, we're done with this topic. Now we're getting off on a total tangent, which eventually is going to quote our Mishnah, but it's a totally, totally different topic. Okay, we'll start it today. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tmidim, this brings us back to Shkalim. Anyone who remembers learning Masechet Shkalim? Okay, well, it brings us back to there. If you remember, there's the Trumat HaLishka, okay, where you would collect the money during the, you know, in the beginning, you know, before the Rega, whatever. I mean, there were three times. What?
Upkeep of the roads.
For upkeep of the roads and also for the Korbanot Tzibur. And if you remember, we have this whole halacha that if there's money left over at the end of the year, you can't use that to buy Korbanot for the upcoming year. Okay? And it's every year's Korbanot has to be brought from the, these are from the Machatzit HaShekel that collected. So it all has to be bought from the Machatzit HaShekel of that year, whatever was collected that year. So now there's obviously this problem. What do you do with things that were left over? Okay? And how do you deal with it? Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tmidin shelohu tzruchu litzibur. Okay, generally, if you designate something as a korban and then you decide not to use it, what happens? Do you remember what happens to the animal? The animal still has kedusha. So what are you going
to
do with it?
You turn it out to the field until it gets a mum, and then you can kill
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So you wait till it gets a mum, and then you don't have to, no, you don't have to kill it. Well, it depends on the korban. Some have to be left to die. It depends which korban. But some you can redeem after they became a balmum. Once they're no longer ra'oi for the mizbeach, so you can redeem them. But these, there's a special heter, if they were set aside, the kfasim for the korban tamid, you shalohu tzruchu litzibur, that they, and as they finished up, they bought all these extra animals and they didn't need them for that year. So what do? Niftim tmimim, you're allowed to be redeem them even when they're not ba'alei mumim, right? Tmimim means without a mum. So Rabbah has a bit of a problem with this. Yatev Rabbah, v'ka'amar le lahashmata, so he said this halacha, amar le, Rav Chista, he says this halacha, and amar le Rav Chista, man tziyet lecha ul Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha, v'chi k'dusha behen lehechan halcha. Says, who's going to listen to, who's going to obey you and Rabbi Yochanan, your rabbi? What happened to the Kedusha? In other words, those things, if you remember, we discussed also the difference between Kedushat HaGuf and Kedushat HaMim. Kedushat HaGuf is when the goof itself takes on a level of Kedusha, rather than the value of the object has Kedusha. So depending on which thing it is, certain things have Kedushat HaMim, certain things have Kedushat HaGuf. It's going to be part of the discussion here, which things have, which things don't. What makes something have Kedushat HaGuf or Kedushat Kedushat damim. Kedushat damim just means there's monetary value that's holy here. As opposed to kedushat guf, where the guf itself is holy. And when the guf is holy, it's much harder to redeem the kedusha. So he says, how could you just get rid of the kedusha here? Amar le, at lo tizbera, de lo amrina an kedusha shebehen lehechan alcha, v'hatnan, can't we learn it from the ketoret? Look what we do with the ketoret. Motar ha-ketoret, okay, if there's leftover ketoret at the end of the year, ma yu osimba, how do they handle it? What do they do? Mafrishim mimena sachar ha'umnin. Okay, they take from it the value of, right, so we give it to the people who made the ketoret as sachar, as payment. Okay, they basically take it and they pay, because you can pay for the people who made the ketoret with hekdesh, right, because it's They're people who are working for the Beit HaMikdash. So you pay their salary from it. Umechalalin ota al ma'ota umnim. And then so you pay them with the ketoret. Then They transfer it to money. I'm sorry, one second. I said it wrong. You designate it out as maskoret for these workers. If you remember, that it was the Beit Avtinus. Remember, there's a whole list of which families, right? And they knew the secret of the Ketoret. There were all these secrets we learned about both in Yoman and Shkalim, about the people who knew these secrets. And people tried to pay them for the secrets. There was a whole interesting mission there. Anyway. The chalalin otal ma'ot ha'umnin, v'notnin otal ha'umnin b'scharan. Okay, so they transfer it onto money, and they give the money to the omnim b'scharan, v'chozrim v'lokchim otam mitruma chadasha. And then they buy it back. Right, I feel like I'm saying it a little bit wrong. They, I'm a little confused with how this works. They take the, right, there's a bit of a debate, actually.
Yeah. So they, thanks.
So they pay with the money from the, that's what happens. Okay, I missed that stage, right? They first pay them with money that's left in the Trumat HaLishka, okay? Then that money turns to Chulin. Then they redeem the Ketoret with that money. And now the Ketoret belongs to the Omnim. And then what do? They buy it back. Right? They take the new money from the new year and they buy back the leftover Ketoret that was now in the hands of the Omnim. Okay? So then the Gemara says, well, if we can do that, what does Rabbah say here? Amai, name a Kedusha behem lehech halacha. Can't you say the same thing? How can you just get rid of Kedusha if something's Kadosh? So comes Rav Chisda and he answers, Amalei Ketoret kamarta. What, you're answering me from the Ketoret? Shani Ketoret, dikdushata mimhu. Okay? He's saying, no, Ketoret is not the same as an animal. Okay? Rashi explains here, if you look in Rashi, Ein ba ele kedushata mim, shalakha mitrumat halishka, aval bikli lo kidsha. In other words, the way something would have kedushata guf, if it was Ketoret, you would put it in a kli sharet. Once you put it in a kli sharet, it becomes kodesh. But here, this stuff was never put in a kli sharet. It was the extra, and it only has kedushat amim, that the value of it is kodesh, because you bought it from the trumat alishka. That's what means kedushat amim. It was bought from holy money, but it was never sanctified, basically, itself. So therefore, don't ask a question from there, okay? Now they say here, Rashi has to add, there's a bit of a debate about this, lav kli sharetu. You'd have to say, there's a debate obviously about what is considered a kli sharet. That's the kli where they ground the spices, the ketoret, right, the incense, the spices for the incense, is not considered a kli sharet, because it does go in a kli, but it goes in the machteshet, the right, the, so it goes in there, and it's not, that's not a kli sharet. So therefore, it doesn't have kedusha, inherent kedusha. But only when it goes into the kli sharet where you're going to put the ketoret into, does it, you know, at that point, I guess, it would have kedushat aguf. So, therefore, he's saying, don't answer me from ketoret, and I'm still left with my question of, how can you just get the kedusha off this animal that was left from last year and turn it into chulin? Okay, I'm leaving you with a big question, and I'll have to figure it out on Shabbat.